Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The president campaigned on raising taxes and getting rid of the Bush-era tax cuts, and he's going to get his wish. I believe we're going to be raising taxes, not just on the top earners. Everyone's going to pay more taxes next year in this country, and I think that's what the president wants.
There's Senator Jim DeMint weighing in with his thoughts on what's going to happen as we head toward the fiscal slope at the end of the year. And that's the number one item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in with our overview of what's going on for the week ending Friday, December the 14th. We'll be running down all of the top 10 hits in Talk Radio, mentioning them as we have time, starting at number one, going to number 10, thanks to the compilation work by the staff at talkers.com. They monitor talk radio programs all across the country, listening to the hosts, listening to the station, listening to the ideas and the, we'll start actually at number 10.
Number 10.
The approach of doomsday, the end of the Mayan calendar, number 10 item this week on discussion programs.
Number 9.
The 12-12-12 concerts, number 9.
Number 8.
The cost of Obamacare, number 8.
Number 7.
The withdrawal of Susan Rice from consideration of being Secretary of State.
Number 6.
The DJ prank in Australia.
Number 5.
The violence continuing in Syria.
Number 4.
The rocket test by the North Koreans.
Number 3.
The shooting at the Portland Mall.
Number 2.
The right to work law in Michigan.
Number 1.
And the number 1 is the discussion of our fiscal reality. Here's host David Patterson talking to Congressman Charlie Rangel of New York about what will happen if things don't get fixed.
Suppose we go over the fiscal cliff. Now we're in January. It wouldn't be that hard to reverse it, or would there be automatic igniting cuts and taxes that you couldn't thwart right away?
Governor, let me make it clear. The cliff was created by members of Congress. There is an expiration date, and if all else fails and people believe that they're going to be stuck with their party position and cannot complete it this year, I hope they believe that they can complete extending the expiration date. It would be sad for us to do that. It would have an impact on our economy. But it seems to me the issue here, everyone's excited because the head of the Republican Party, I assume that he's the head now, that he's the speaker since the candidate for president can't be found. But assuming it's the president of the United States and the speaker of the House of Representatives, Republican, are meeting. So everyone says, this is really breaking news. Well, what are they meeting about? During the campaign, the president of the United States said that he thought that 98% of taxpayers should receive a tax benefit and that the top 2% shouldn't do it. The Republicans campaigned and said, if you do that and you don't allow the Republicans to enjoy this benefit at the very top, it would stop economic growth. The Congressional Research Committee came out today and said that is just not so. That this percentage, if you did not give them a tax break, it would have no effect on economic growth in the short run and very minimum in the long run.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com should you wish to comment one way or another on our discussion items. We're going through from number 1 to number 10 as we usually do during this hour, this review of the hot hits of the week. Here's host Skip Essick talking to Peter Mayer of CBS about the latest on negotiations to avoid the fiscal slope.
Do you think there's any signs of progress on the so-called fiscal cliff negotiations?
Looks like this thing's gone into a stall, Skip. Key congressional players say at least a framework for a deal, an outline, must be ready by the end of this week for passage to happen before Christmas. We've got two White House officials telling CBS News the next 48 hours are going to be crucial, and I think that's an understatement when you look at the calendar.
Yes, House Speaker John Boehner told his fellow Republicans yesterday not to make any plans for Christmas. Looks like the Grinch is going to hit the House of Representatives.
Well, you know, we've seen this play out before in many, many end-of-the-year fights. I used to cover the Senate, and, you know, we'd be on the edge of our seats every year at this time. And this will be the, you know, the third year in a row, fourth year in a row, that this president and Congress have been, you know, caught in this bind at the end of the year.
Do you have any inside information on what the GOP proposal might be right now?
Well, you know, they're holding firm. They do not want the tax increases, and the president is demanding the tax increases on the top 2% of earners. The polls would seem to show that the public is very much on the president's side. The majority of people in virtually every poll agree with him on this issue. So there's a lot at stake here for both sides. For him, it's legacy, and for the Republicans, it's you know, the future of how their base is going to respond to them on this.
Right. If they have to cut Social Security and Medicare, how much and when?
Well, that's the big question. And you know, it's not a question of perhaps cutting how much people, future beneficiaries, receive, Skip. It's a question of the eligibility age that's really up in the air. Democrats have gone back and forth on this. The president has indicated he's, you know, open to discussion. We had an interview with Nancy Pelosi yesterday, and she said that she felt that it was a non-starter. But it too, the spending side has to be part of this equation.
800-510-8255. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid reaffirmed calls for Speaker Boehner to move forward with a deal that would allow taxes to be raised. Public support, he says, this is what Reid says, 3/4 of Americans, 61% of Republicans agree the middle class should not be held hostage. Where does it say in that, though, Mr. Reid, that the people who make over $250,000 are to be taxed more? I don't get how these guys read something and get those kind of interpretations, do you? 800-510-8255. We're going to spend a little bit more time on this, and taking a couple of your callers is one of the jobs here on the Countdown. Stand by.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Dave Davis here with a Channel 5 traffic report. You're on your own, commuters. I've got shopping to do. Prepper over there, Nick, at the mall.
Prep your car for holiday travel and check gifts off your list today at Sears Auto Center. Come in now and get a $21.99 conventional oil change plus a $5 coupon to shop while you wait. This is being prepared. This is Sears Auto Center. Stop by or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. Valid for most vehicles. Regularly $29.99. Coupon valid through 12/29. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
We can all learn a thing or two from our favorite restaurants. How chefs present their dishes, from the ingredients down to the name, can determine the decisions we make when dining out. During these food-focused holiday months, you can apply a similar approach to your own home-cooked meals, just like restaurants. Food psychologist and author Dr. Brian Wansink from Cornell University's Food Lab.
From our research, we found that people eat first with their eyes and imagination and then with their stomachs. If we think something's going to taste good, it does. We can use this to encourage people to select more healthful foods. This approach is called seductive nutrition, and it was coined by Unilever Food Solutions. You can apply it to your holiday cookie to help make more healthful foods taste indulgent. Use colorful vegetables, bold-tasting ingredients, and ones with crunch and texture. Describe the meal for family or guests with regional or nostalgic adjectives, or even using nice servingware. These can all enhance the dining experience.
To learn more about seductive nutrition, visit UnileverFoodSolutions.us.
We're on to the number one item this week, the fiscal situation. Talk Radio Review, and that includes an excerpt from a host named Matt Murphy's program. Here he talks to one of his callers about how we got to the problem that we have in the first place.
In the summer of 2011, we had to raise the debt ceiling. We were approaching our borrowing limit. We have a limit on the amount of money we can borrow. And we were borrowing, you know, like 40 cents on the dollar. It's up to 45 or 46 cents now on the dollar. And so we needed to raise this up. And some of the conservatives in the House said, look, we're not going to do this unless we get spending cuts, unless we start to solve some of the long-term problems that all of this debt's going to cause. We need to, in other words, we need to spend less money. And they didn't solve it then, but they came up with a mechanism by which they thought it would force them to solve it, and that is the fiscal cliff. They put in automatic spending cuts that everybody claims to hate, spending cuts in defense and spending cuts in entitlement programs. So there's a little something for everybody. Everyone's ox is getting gored. They put that into place, and then they expired the quote-unquote Bush-era tax cuts. So everyone's taxes would go up, and all of this spending, all of these spending cuts would be enacted. And the concept was that it would be so bad that surely we wouldn't go off it. And that's why they were calling it the fiscal cliff. And gosh, look, here we are, some 20 days or so from doing that very thing, going off this made-up fiscal cliff because we couldn't come to a decision a year and a half ago. So, yeah, I mean, to answer your question more directly, and I'm sorry to be so long-winded, Deanna, but...
No, absolutely. I will never say that I've never felt I'm knowledgeable enough to argue politics intelligently, and I'm trying to get that way, which is why I listen to you guys, because I have to admit I'm a very, very conservative Democrat, but I'm trying to get more knowledgeable about it, which is why sure. I called you, because I know you could let me know and fill me in on this stuff, because I honestly didn't understand if it's obvious neither one of them's wanting to compromise. And that was the whole thing, is, you know, we need to compromise to get this to come together. So they've had a year and a half to get this to come together, and they've just been fiddling their thumbs.
Well, sure, and they were never going to do it before the election.
800-510-8255. Curtin, Pennsylvania, on the flat tax.
I think we need to go down a whole different road and just completely revamp the tax code, simplify it, make it a flat tax. You know, if you're at poverty level up to, you know, 150% of poverty level, you pay 1%. If you're, you know, it should be a sliding scale, and as you go up, you pay more tax. Should be the same for corporations and everything else. Cut all of the loopholes out, all of the garbage that, you know, we end up giving people right now who are, or, you know, medium income, you know, thousands of dollars if they have four kids. You know, it's not even taxes they paid in. They get refunds of money that they didn't even pay in. Everybody needs to pay taxes, and it should be on a sliding scale, a very simple scale, and get rid of all the deductions.
So the negotiators are intentionally dragging the talks out to the last minute. We'll then give legislators a take-it-or-leave-it option with little chance for their own input. Now, that's what Jim DeMint says is happening. Do you agree with that? Is this a bad process? Is this frustrating? This is not a democratic process. This is a circus, for God's sake. All right, so we move on to the number two item on the countdown this week, the right-to-work law, up next here on our Talk Radio Review of this past week's hot hits.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants.
So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
From number one, the fiscal cliff, we go to number two in our review of the hot hits of the week in the News Talk Radio world, and that's the right to work law. We'll start by an overview from host Pat Caputo, who talks to one of his callers about the union experiences he's had.
We have so many other issues, and we're starting to make some progress here, and then all of a sudden, here comes Michigan looking like, bring in the news crew. There's some unrest in Michigan one way or the other. The economy, something like this, you know, whatever. It's like the last thing we needed in a certain sense right at this time. But how do you feel about it?
I actually moved to Michigan in 2002, and I am from the South, so I never dealt with unions or even really knew what a union was all about. And I actually took a pay cut when I first moved here. And I was a regular employee in a union place, and now I'm in management. And when I moved to management, it was very disheartening to me that I could not reward employees who did a good job. Because according to the union, you have to treat everybody equally. So if you have people who are, you know, really working hard and doing the job, I was not allowed to give gift cards and for the highest productivity of the month, give them anything. Because I had to treat everybody fairly. And what I really notice is that a lot of people who need the union and want the union, and I realize it's only a small handful, but those are the ones that if they didn't have a union, they wouldn't have a job.
Well, you know, there's a lot there to what you said, and you know what I'm talking about, Jeff. One of the things is, you know, this is where I have a concern about, you know, maybe the seniority thing when it comes down to unions. Or, you know, this is this guy's right, it's his place when somebody else may pass them. It's like it's a competitive world. It's based on, you know, what your skill set is. The skill set in this world has changed a lot. If you're really good at what you do in your job 15 years ago, you know, and you haven't updated your skills in a lot of positions, union, non-union, it's going to make you a lot less competitive, right? It doesn't matter what field you're in, right?
You're correct.
So,
and, you know, I mean, when I sit in on the grievances, if some of these people knew that they will take a stack of grievances and say, we'll dismiss all of these if you'll okay this one, I mean, they're actually doing a disservice to these union employees who filed grievances.
800-510-8255. All right, let's see if we can bring in Bonnie in New Jersey and her overview on this as a caller.
We've gone back to the robber baron days, and anyone who depends on a paycheck for survival, well, yeah, they've been had. we fought and people lost their lives to form unions. Unions are the base and the soul of the middle of the working class, and without them we have nothing. You know, companies like McDonald's and Pizza Hut, they've seen 130% profits for the last 4 years. Are their employees making more than minimum wage? No. Are the employees' managers compensated for their hard work? Do they have any dignity or respect? No. Now, it's not only low-wage workers. It's now college students graduating. Our wages have not been this low since the last great Republican Depression. Now, considering the fact that our economy is over 70% on consumerism, there's nobody with money in their pockets to spend money. Small businesses are dying because the big businesses get tax incentives from states, build their roads, don't have to pay taxes on their profits. They get all kinds of rewards, and yet the people working for them get nothing. And the people of that state have to pick up the costs so that they don't starve. And everybody complains about the welfare, which is not welfare any longer. It's an assistance program and food stamps and Medicaid for the children so that they don't die without health service. And we're paying for it, while the robber barons are profiting.
All right, well, maybe there's some truth to that. Sure, we'll pursue that more next week. Up next, number three, the shooting in Portland. That's next on the countdown.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of Chapstick this year, all in the coffin cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. We test and install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. Yeah, we install AutoCraft batteries for you. Not because you couldn't do it yourself, but because we think you shouldn't. Take a breather, buddy. You deserve it. Fast, free battery testing and installation only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Now on our overview of the charts for the week of December 10th to the 14th, Fisco Cliff is number one. Michigan Right to Work Law is number two. That's where we spent majority of our time here in this last half hour. So the second half hour moves through the items as we move down the list. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for joining me. Your comments are certainly encouraged. 800-510-8255. Number three on our list is the shooting in Portland at that mall. Here hosts Rebecca Petty and Steve Prinzavalli talk to a legal analyst about reports that the shooter had stolen the gun.
Now, the sheriff says the killer, Jacob Tyler Roberts, stole the rifle earlier that day from someone that he knew. And we were just wondering, do you think this tragedy could have been prevented had the rifle been reported stolen right away?
Well, in hindsight, probably not. And that's the reality. I mean, stolen guns are happening all over the area every day, Rebecca. And again, I'm not clear from Sheriff Roberts' statement whether even the original owner knew that it was stolen at the time and or that Jacob Tyler Roberts actually stole it. But even if they did, they would sort of take in a police report. But absent something that said, you know, this guy said he was going to go make some damage and he stole my AR-15 and ran out the door with it, nothing that would otherwise prompt an emergency response to go look for this guy. If anything, it would be taken down as a stolen gun report. And we're still not clear sure of birth out of that. But the bottom line, to answer your question, no, it wouldn't have probably made any difference at all.
You know, I have to pull back the curtain a little bit, Bruce. We posted on Facebook last night that we were going to be talking about this subject with you this morning, and some people just perhaps took it the wrong way and said, oh, no, you're for gun control. I know what you're going to talk about. Of course the shooter's responsible. No one else is to blame. Would you agree this is just it's a fair question to ask about stolen weapons?
Well, it is, and it's also a fair question to ask what the law is and what should be the law. And the fact is, Steve, and again, I haven't seen your Facebook thread there, but there is no federal law requiring notification, nor is there any state law in Oregon. As a matter of fact, only 7 states in the Washington, D.C. area have such laws that require mandatory reporting of stolen firearms. Now, California last year, actually this year, in 2012, did pass such a law that required the reporting of a stolen firearm within 48 hours, but it was actually vetoed by Governor Jerry Brown. Oregon does not have such a law. However, the city city of Portland does. If you remember, Sam Adams had passed a series of five different gun measures in the city of Portland. In fact, one of them got put into play earlier this week when the father of the 11-year-old boy that pulled the gun on the woman was arrested under that city ordinance. Well, one of the things that Portland does require is a mandatory reporting of a stolen gun. But that's a city ordinance, and I don't even know if this gun was stolen from inside the city of Portland or not. But there is no statewide law or federal law requiring somebody to report under penalty of going to jail or fine a stolen firearm.
800-510-8255. So do you think that means there ought to be some changes there? The man on the rampage at the mall apparently suffered a series of setbacks in his personal life. Jacob Roberts lost his driver's license after a couple of speeding tickets, broken up with his girlfriend, been evicted from his apartment, and then quit his job. He told his friends he was going to Hawaii to start a new life, apparently missed the flight as well, so that's why he went off the deep end. Number four on the countdown this week, the North Korean rocket test. Man, this thing has been so overplayed. It's like you're more fear-mongering, and I don't care to spend any more time on it. I give you that as an item that's number four and move on into number five, which is a serious situation that we ought to spend some time on. I don't think enough time has been given to what's going on in Syria, frankly. So let's bring ourselves up to date with some of the things on News Talk Radio. Discussion here with host Joe Galewski. He's got Middle East expert Dr. Valid Fares talking about Mr. Obama announcing support for the rebels over there.
Are we coming late to the party here? Because I think some other countries have done this before us, right? France, England, Turkey, those places. So we're jumping on the bandwagon here?
We are, in a sense that we are 2 years late, and that has consequences because the beginning of the revolt against Assad, these were reformers, seculars, with demonstrations. But with time, because we have not engaged, early on, the jihadist element, the Islamist extreme element of the opposition have gotten much bigger. And now they are actually part, about 40% of this opposition. By recognizing it, by supporting it, we would be running the chance, the luck of supporting 40% that are jihadists.
Now, with this decision by the president, of course, he says, and I quote him on this, with recognition comes responsibilities. What do you think he means by that?
He means that the leaders of the opposition will have to behave in a sense that they will have to coordinate with the international community with regard to weapons of mass destruction that they may control, human rights, because we've got a lot of reports that the jihadi element inside the opposition has been doing executions and abuse of human rights as well, not just the Assad regime. And certainly that when they win against the Assad regime, they would not turn against us as others have done, including in Libya.
Dr. Ferris, will we arm these rebel troops? Will we give them some ammunition?
Look, so far, countries such as Qatar or Turkey or other factions in the Middle East have been sending weapons, and we knew about it, so we have not interdicted that. Will we arm the administration saying that we are not going to send American weapons, but we may be involved in the training, we may be involved in getting information to this group, but also when this group will be able to create an enclave like Benghazi in Libya, inside Syria, then there may be a review by the administration of the situation.
Situation in Syria, number five this week. Here's host John Gambling talking to military analyst Colonel David Hunt about NATO troops being on the ground near the Syrian border.
I'm very nervous about the fact that we now have NATO / U.S. Troops on the border of Turkey and Syria.
We've got them in two places. We've got because of the Syrian rebels, and that's a death. You talk about a screwed up group of rebels. So we got Al Qaeda in the middle of that group, but they're getting close to getting rid of Afar Assad, the president, and is an Alawite. There's three or four major religions there, Alawite, Sunni, and Shia. And the Alawite minority has been in charge for a long time and been brutal. But there's a lot of they're surrounding Damascus and Assad. People trying to get Assad to leave, pay him money, find a country. The Russians, the Iranians, trying to work a deal to find a place that will take Assad. The Turks are nervous because of the Kurdish problem. That's really confusing, I know. But the independence of the Kurds and the violence of the Kurds, the Turks are worried. So NATO, with U.S. leading, is putting missiles, anti-aircraft missiles with U.S. soldiers and on the U.S. command on the Turkish-Syrian border. We're also putting special forces, we have put special forces, into Jordan, ostensibly to train the Jordanian special forces, but also, if it comes out to be true, and I don't think it is yet, that the Syrians have militarized Syrian gas. They've weaponized, not militarized, sorry, weaponized Syrian gas. The reports last week they had, people are backing off those reports. But yeah, we've got.
You know, David, we've watched this act before. Well, I mean, you know, once you start putting advisors in, we know where it usually ends up.
I totally agree with you. I don't think we have an issue in Syria. I think every of these people talking on television and Congress. Are you kidding me? We've got a third war in the Middle East in 11 years.
Yeah, what's with McCain? What's wrong with him?
I think something's wrong.
I do too.
Back on his meds. Hey, look, I understand. 5 years in a POW, all the respect in the world, but you know, you're just wrong about this.
I couldn't agree with
11
you.
Years. Yeah. Again, what we're trying to do with the special forces, we say, is if we really, if they load up the Syrian, then we have to go in and get rid of the Syrian. I mean, the reason we're in Jordan, they're friendly, but also the prevailing winds out of Syria, if there was a gas, move that gas up towards Jordan.
All right, Syria, number five on the countdown. At number six, the prank in Australia and the death of the nurse, fact that this lady, Jacinta Saldanha, found hanging by a scarf from a wardrobe in her room by a colleague and a member of the security staff at the hospital, had injuries to her wrist as well. She left three suicide notes in the room. She's the one who answered the phone call last week when the two Australian radio people pretended to be the Queen and the Prince. Here's host Lee Rayburn talking to media analyst Bob Thompson about this prank.
It seems as long as there has been wacky morning radio, there have been prank calls. Did this one really go too far?
Yeah, I would say as long as there have been telephones, there have been prank calls. Well, you know, it's a tough this is a tough case because obviously on paper that prank is on the pretty mild side compared to what a lot of radio DJs have done and what a lot of other people have done on these various guises of reality shows and that kind of thing. And in fact, until we heard what this resulted in, you know, a couple of comedians played this and talked about it, and they thought it was pretty funny. The person who actually apparently committed suicide is only heard very briefly there. It's not something that's, you know, highly embarrassing, but, you know, for whatever reason, apparently she committed suicide as a result of this kind of thing. So the question is, I suppose when you, out of the blue, call people, put them on the air without their consent, that's potentially a dangerous thing to do. You know, when someone goes on American Idol and auditions and the judges make fun of him or her and they edit the thing so they look ridiculous, you stood in line, you knew what the show was, there was a sense that you are complicit in that kind of thing. The thing about these prank phone calls is, you know, this woman was minding her own business, she was doing her job, and all of a sudden a reality show breaks out around her through a phone call.
800-510-8255. All right, so that takes care of our overview of number six. Number seven, Susan Rice withdrawing from consideration as the next Secretary of State. An overview from a popular talk host on that subject in a moment here on The Countdown.
We can all learn a thing or two from our favorite restaurants. How chefs present their dishes, from the ingredients down to the name, can determine the decisions we make when dining out. During these food-focused holiday months, you can apply a similar approach to your own home-cooked meals, just like restaurants. Food psychologist and author Dr. Brian Wansink from Cornell University's Food Lab.
From our
research, we found that people eat first with their eyes and imagination and then with their stomachs. So if we think something's going to taste good, it does. We can use this to encourage people to select more healthful foods. This approach is called seductive nutrition, and it was coined by Unilever Food Solutions. You can apply it to your holiday cook and help make more healthful foods taste indulgent. Use colorful vegetables, bold-tasting ingredients, and ones with crunch and texture. Describe the meal for family or guests with regional or nostalgic adjectives, or even using nice servingware. These can all enhance the dining experience.
To learn more about seductive nutrition, visit UnileverFoodSolutions.us.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot... What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Hi, I'm Mark Morial with the National Urban League, here to tell you about the Independent Foreclosure Review. This free program is monitored by federal bank regulators. It provides eligible homeowners with the opportunity to have their mortgage files reviewed by a neutral party to see if errors occurred during the foreclosure process. If an error is found, homeowners may be eligible for compensation or other remedy. To learn more about this and other programs available to assist homeowners, give the Homeownership Preservation Foundation a call at 1-855-778-0855.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
For busy moms, time flies when you're running a household and prepping for the holidays. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Research from visualeconomics.com says that during the holidays, people spend almost 4 hours per day doing household activities and taking care of their family. Add on those big holiday meals that are on the menu, and cooking a holiday feast can seem like a daunting task. For more than 90 years, Frigidaire's legendary innovations have helped bring time-saving efficiency to the home. The new Frigidaire Gallery range with Symmetry double ovens means double the meals in half the time. With two large ovens, each big enough to cook a 28-pound turkey, holiday hosts have the flexibility to prepare multiple dishes at the same time, even at different temperatures. Thanks to truly time-saving appliances, Frigidaire is giving Americans the gift of time this holiday season. Visit the Frigidaire Time Machine app at facebook.com/Frigidaire to enter for your chance to win efficient time-saving appliances for your home.
800-510-8255. Up to number 7 on the countdown. Susan Rice is the focus. She announced that she's dropping out of the race to replace Hillary Clinton as the next Secretary of State. She's come under a lot of fire because of what happened in Benghazi. Here host Howie Carr talks to Ann Coulter about why Howie is glad that she's withdrawn.
You and I have a difference of opinion on this. We, myself and everybody here in Massachusetts listening to the show, we are all extraordinarily excited about the withdrawal of Susan Rice's name. Not because we care one way or the other about Susan Rice being or not being Secretary of State, but because the guy who was second in line is our senior senator, John Forbes, live shot Kerry. And we may finally be getting rid of the guy.
That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
I admit that is the one silver lining of Kerry as Secretary of State. I was sort of wondering from the beginning whether this whole Susan Rice thing was a bait and switch so they could get John Kerry in. If they had just nominated John Kerry in a vacuum, people would say, wait a second, isn't he the guy who accused our American troops of being war criminals, slaughtering women and children, the one who threw his medals, someone else's medals,
right,
over the White House fence. But now he's like a dream compared to Susan Rice.
And he's also the guy who, when the Iraq war began, he sent out letters saying that he was both for and against the war.
Yes.
Depending on what you said in your, what the constituents said in his letter to John Kerry. This is a guy, and he's also a guy who vouchsafed for the fine character of Syrian President Bashar Assad.
Yeah, there would be an awful lot of objections to him, though I feel the pain of Massachusetts Republicans who would like to be rid of him and give another shot to our love Scott Brown.
All right, so Susan, one of the most unpopular and unpleasant people, she just seems to be one of these people that just is a horror show. Whether you think Kerry is or not, Kerry is probably going to be the guy who gets that job. Next up, while we review the last items here on the countdown for this week, stand by.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The number eight item on the countdown, the costs of the new Obamacare. How many times are we going to talk about that? But it is something that's still, as we get toward the end of the year, there'll be less and less of the new stuff to talk about, so this will rattle around a little bit more. I'm going to move on, however. Number nine on the countdown has to do with the concert and the fact that a lot of people are getting tired of all these relief concerts. People are getting pretty uncomfortable with that. So let's get to number 10, which may be one of the most interesting things to come before us for a while, and that is the doomsday predictions of Nostradamus and others, the Mayan calendar. Here's author Steve Wolberg being on a radio program hosted by a fellow named Peter Boyles. They talk about the growing number of people who are worried about December 21st.
You know, I know that the whole world is thinking about the Mayan calendar and what's going to happen on December 21. I read a report recently where approximately 1 in 7 are thinking about this. 20% of the people in China are wondering about it. Yes. And it's certainly, you know, as you know, the History Channel has put on a number of documentaries, not just about the apocalypse and the seals, but also about the Mayan calendar in 2012 and so much National Geographic. And the list just goes on and on. People are really, really spooked. About what's
going on. They really are.
I met a lady in Cincinnati, and she looked at me gravely, and she said, "My son told me do not go to work on December 21st.
Oh, no. I get bounce-offs here all the time. In what the Mayans believe it is, my understanding of reading about it, the long count calendar, I believe it's called,
yes,
and it mysteriously drops off the edge December 21st, 2012. Is that fair to say? See it that
yes.
way.
Yes, that's fair to say.
Okay.
Now the issue is the interpretation of what that means, and you know the Mayans flourished a long time ago, and there are still some Mayans today in Central America, and there's disagreement among them even what that means. There's no doubt that the Mayans were sophisticated in their calendars. They actually had 17 different calendars, and they were astronomical students. They studied the stars, and their long count calendar, as you mentioned, does drop off the edge. It comes to an end on December 21, and the question is, you know, what does that mean? Does that mean a new cycle? Does that mean the end of the world? Does that mean nothing? And so that's where all the speculation comes in.
800-510-8255. Okay, here is Talk Host Warren Pierce with Scott Hunt from the National Geographic show Doomsday Preppers about people who are getting ready for the end of the world on the 21st.
Obviously, Scott Hunt, it is prudent to prepare for storms or power outages, to have some batteries, maybe 24 bottles of water. But those who are going underground, based on a prediction, among other things, from a long-vanished culture, isn't that rather irrational?
It can be. There are people in the full spectrum. We see people are very logical, rational, based on where they live. I mean, it is prudent for them to prepare. The majority are economic downturns, the job loss, a storm. And they've taken very logical, prudent steps. Of course, it's TV, so you have some, you know, you have some extremes, you have some sensationalizing, and, you know, that's I guess why the ratings are high.
And apparently the number of preppers, these folks who are preparing for the worst, whether it's a terrorist attack or a nuclear explosion, a poll, I think, done by the National Geographic's channel back in September suggested that 28% of the population, 28% of Americans knew someone, I don't, but knew someone who was in this particular mode, preparing for the worst case scenario. Outside of your job as co-owner of Practical Preppers, do you figure that people know someone in their neighborhood or their region doing something like this?
I do. It continues to grow. A lot of preppers don't want anybody to know that they're doing it, and that's a big part of working with folks, confidentiality. And they just, you know, there's a lot of people preparing. They won't admit it. I mean, look at the viewership of the show. You know, people watch it, and they laugh, and they make fun, but they're also picking up tips and things they've never seen before and saying, that makes sense. I should at least do this basic move here, this basic plan of food, water, shelter, take care of my family. So, yeah, there are a lot of people taking shots at it, but there's also obviously a lot of people watching it.
All right, so that is the number 10 item this week on the countdown. Reviewing now the people list from number 10 to number 1. Mick Jagger is at number 10. Michael Christian, number 9. Jacob Tyler Roberts, number 8. Bashir al-Assad is number 7. Kim Jong-un is 6. Hillary Clinton, 5. Rick Snyder, 4. Harry Reid, 3. John Boehner, 2. And Barack Obama, number 1 on the people list. And that's it, our overview of the hot hits in talk radio for the weekend.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.